You are the man now. Dog, 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 you are the man now. Dog.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's get ready to man dog. It's the big check-in. It's the second day of the NBA playoffs. I'm Dan Lippert. I'm here with Ryan Rosenberg. Hello, patrons, and hello, Ryan.
Hello, Dan, and hello, patrons. What's happening, y'all? How we doing? How's our Monday? What's our week looking like?
What is everyone's week looking like? Is it opening up for people? Are you still in your patterns of pre-opening up, but you're realizing that things are different now? Like me, you keep getting delivery and being like, hang on, I can leave the house.
Mm-hmm. It is hard to take that everything is, it's weird that that there's apprehension that everything is safe. You know what I mean? But it kind of is for right now, for where we are and everything.
Yeah, we are in LA. Cases are like 0.3% or something crazy. I don't know. I'm pulling that out of my ass. But
no, but I saw that. I think it was like your chance of getting it, LA, was 0.03, which is very low.
Very low.
0.03 of a percent.
You have better chances of marrying a shark.
Honestly, the way I see them things in the ocean, absolutely. I take a diamond with me every time I take a rough water swim.
A diamond?
Yes, a diamond ring, just in case I see a shark that I...
To propose, of course. Of course, you take that ice.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought for a second there was like a thing where it's like you put one on your finger because you punch him in the nose.
Oh, right. Let him, give him a little sharp slice.
Yeah.
Nope. I want to marry a shark.
And me too. And I'm not talking about Mr. Incredible? Mr. Wonderful.
Mr. Wonderful. Well, Dan, you're checking in. I feel like we just had a big check-in because we did our happy hour this week, which was so check-in-y and so nice to see Talia and Victoria. But it's just so nice to be back here with you, of course, in our tropical locale.
Yes, if you're watching the video, we are in the island tropics.
Yeah, I think it's Bahamas.
Look at that clear blue water. What do we think? Are we going to be in the Bahamas within a year, you and I?
I hope so. I'm planning a trip to Hawaii already, and I'm like, that's just not going to do it. I need one more. And I don't... The thing is, if you buy tickets now, they're still pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Because people aren't, like, doing it to the fullest yet. And so I'm like, what if we plan it now, even for far away?
Yeah.
And by the time it gets here, it's like, you know, $20 a month or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll never be disappointed that I have to go to the Bahamas in 6 months or
and
whatever.
I will be thrilled to tell someone I'm unavailable because I'm going to the Bahamas. You know what I mean? I'll pass up any job to be in the Bahamas.
Yeah. No, I'm going to be in the Bahamas, so my trash won't be out next week, sir.
And your job is delivering your own trash to the street?
Right now,
you get a cut from the trash guy?
That's just the one thing on my calendar every week.
Yeah, yeah.
I would love a nice travel. This might have come up on the cast before, but essentially this background we have now, my friend Brad and I lived together in college, and we had this as a mural in our dining room, this little background, and it was quite a joy.
Always island time. You were always ready for a Corona, I bet.
Absolutely. I don't know that I was drinking Coronas back then, but if I was, I was popping that lemon and lime.
That's right. Yeah, a famous lemon in a Corona.
My Corona and lemon, and me and Snoop Dogg would share with a friend.
That's right. Well, Dan, you've been back in town for how long? A week?
It's been 1 week since I got back to LA. Yeah, exactly. Week. I landed exactly 7 days ago because we taxied a while. My flight arrived at 10:40, but we're recording this at 11:20, and I taxied for a while.
And how's it been? I mean, it's been a whirlwind for you, right? Seeing friends, having friends over.
It's been a lot. It's been because it was the mix of I really missed everyone for 2 months, and I missed my life, and then on top of that, I missed everyone for all of COVID. So I'm like getting in that 2 months and the COVID of hangs that I've been missing.
Right.
And it's been great to see people. Today is the first day where it's like, oh, I still kind of have a full plate and I'm a little now overwhelmed by it and like could have used a Sunday to just do nothing.
A full plate of seeing people or of work?
Yeah. Work and seeing. A mix. This, right. Another podcast, and then it's our friend Gilly's birthday hangout.
I'll see you there. So, glad to hear you're going.
And likewise, I'll see you there.
Yeah. And you can count on me waiting for you at Gilly's birthday.
I rewatched that recently. I think I already said it on the podcast, but that guy is a great character.
Happy Gilmore, man.
Yeah. He stuck with me for 20 years.
He's very funny. The nail on the head, and he's so himself. You know what I mean? He's so, like, unabashedly wild in that movie.
But I feel good. What I was saying at the beginning was definitely my experience in that, like, I have had a few days where I've just, like, people are coming over, but I'm not really leaving the house, and I'm still, like, in that getting delivery and not going to the supermarket mode, and I need to, like, flip that switch a little more.
Yes, right.
And I don't know. It's an interesting time to now implement all the stuff we were talking about for the past year of, like, what did I learn? What do I want to be different about my new life? Like, how do I want to not overextend myself? Where do I want to focus my energies?
Right.
And I'm, like, being gazoom tight.
Thank you so much.
Forgot you were allergic to my bullshit.
Hey, buddy, wrap it up or else I'm going to keep sneezing.
But, yeah, I forgot. Or not. That was the end of that sentence. But I was thinking about, like, that whole, I've overextended myself this week slightly, just, but I'm being forgiving of it because it's, like, I'm making up for a lot of lost time, I feel like.
Like, socially, you mean?
Yeah, mostly socially. But, like, work stuff, too. You're saying yes to podcasts and right. You know.
Well, it all kind of wraps together because you're kind of joking around with your buddies when we're together. You're kind of joking around on the podcast. It just can feel like 24/7 a little bit.
Yeah. And I haven't had a lot of time just, like, sitting and doing nothing. Like, my room is still a little bit in disarray. I haven't reorganized my podcast setup, like stuff like that, that I'm just not focused on.
Which could or could not be the reason for the island locale. Who knows? Maybe maybe some people didn't feel comfortable in their space and wanted to take it across the pond.
I have to do a big, because of my, not just emotional growth, but my physical growth, I've got to do a big, go through all my shirts and start throwing out the ones that are too small because I can't close my drawers. My drawers are too full of shirts that don't fit me.
Well, but your smallest shirts are also going to be your oldest shirts. Like, you're like, why was I hanging on to these anyway?
Yeah.
It's a good excuse.
Just get rid of them. Go give them to someone who they'll fit on. And
yes.
But that's part of the reason my room's in disarray is, like, I don't like the way it looks. That my drawers are, like, stuffed and not and whatever. And, like,
well, it's got to get dirtier before it gets clean. You know, the big clean where you sort of have to take inventory of everything.
Yeah.
You can't just pretend to clean it because then you have the problem. Same problem in one day. You really got to, like, have less stuff.
Yeah. I really got to exactly comb through.
Yeah,
I was going to say that's probably what happened with you in that move, is you get to kind of reanalyze your life.
Big time. And the thing I didn't do, I put too many clothes into my closet that I don't intend on wearing. Mm-hmm. Like, I wish I would have done a little bit better job. Like, I moved from a place that I was sharing with someone to a place by myself, so I had the extra space. So I did kind of just fill it, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm still excited to do, like, whatever my version of, like, the spring cleaning is that just sort of catches me up a little bit. I've bought a couple new things that I'm like, oh, I'm comfortable in this because my shirt size has grown. Mm-hmm. So I'm ready to get rid of some of that old shit and my old self with it. Shed the skin.
Yeah, let's get you snaked out, you and me both.
Are we more snakes or hermit crabs?
Hermit crab, I feel like. I mean, look at our background.
Classically on the beach.
Every time I see you drink out of that glass bottle, I just know how crisp that sip is.
It is so refreshing. I love it.
What was I going to say about that? One bummer that I would like to share with you is as boys of summer, we used to be tank top boys, and I just checked the Target tank top situation, and their double XLs are like a 5 years ago XL. Like, they've shrunk their sizing.
That's depressing.
And so I've got to find tank tops somewhere else now. Maybe an Old Navy. Maybe a Venice Beach, you know.
Yeah, Muscle Beach. I got one.
Yeah.
yeah, I've kind of slipped on my tank top game. I used to be really, I mean, I used to dress like a teenager everywhere I went, and now I've started wearing collared shirts instead, as if to say, like, look at me, I have extra material. I don't know what this is about, but I don't know. I feel older, and, like, a tank top is a real choice now. Oh!
Can you hear me?
Yes, but your thing went away. Well, folks, I don't know about you listening or watching, but we were bored of the beach. We got a little sunburnt, and we decided to go into our local cinema, and now we're chatting here.
This is actually thematically great if we had planned it, if it wasn't a technical difficulty issue, to just be like, and now we're going to talk about our favorite movies.
Yes. Yeah. We could do it. We could get our certain virtual backgrounds and really just bop, bop, bop.
Yeah, we could bop through the whole thing and just have different segments. Look at us planning on the air how this could be more organized. We'll see. Maybe one day we'll apply it.
That's right.
But yes, I feel. We were talking about the tank top thing, and I feel I went away from tank tops a little bit because the ones I had were fitting a little too tight, and I didn't like my body armor, and a little because tank tops became like very ubiquitous with like butthole dudes, I think. and now I'm ready to kind of come back into the tank top and maybe wear it under a collared kind of summery short sleeve shirt, you know?
Sure. Yeah.
But I want to express my love for summer the only way I know how, which is a tank top and a flip flop.
Right. I miss a flip flop. I don't have any flip flops right now. They used to be such a part of my everything, but I've switched to slides.
Yes.
You know, like the Nike slides.
So flip-flops are different than slides. For me, I use those interchangeably, but flip-flops are more of a thong, would you say? They go between your toe?
Absolutely.
A little thinner?
Absolutely. And usually just, less quality put into it, unless you buy like a $50 flip-flop, which feels crazy to me.
Right. Now you get them $2 at the Old Navy, and you just, when they break, you get a new one.
Yeah, and they hurt your feet a little bit, and they have no arch support, but it's fine because you're just walking around, you know. It's just a little better than the ground.
Yeah, it's just so if you step on a rock, you can feel it, but it won't hurt as much.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
What's your week been like since I've been back? How have you changed your life upon my return?
Let's see. Upon your return, well, I mean, it's just weird having a friend back that I hang out with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's the same thing of you being back has changed my social stuff as well, because we've gone over to your house now twice to watch some basketball with some buddies, and I'm already feeling like stressed about the same stuff of like, man, I'm busy all of a sudden. I'm
really
like just trying to manage it all, and like, because I was already feeling kind of busy with like work stuff and trying to get other shit done outside of this and whatever, and now I want to be like social, and I'm like, huh, how do I make time for like friendship, relationship, work stuff, and then just me? Like, when do I just sit down and take a breath, you know?
Yeah.
Which I do plenty of, but I sometimes forget to like make that time intentionally.
Right.
Sometimes you're doing it, but you're not like really sitting with the goal of chilling out or like,
for sure,
of like resting. You're just sort of like paused. I need to like sometimes be like, today is for rest only, you know? And not like work while I rest or email while I just rest, you know?
And I think, I mean, this won't come out till June, but we did John Gabris's podcast, and even like mindful going to the beach is a version of rest where you're taking care of yourself alone. Sometimes in my mind, rest is just being at home, but then like you said, I'm on my phone, I'm answering emails, I'm like texting people, I'm not actually like taking the time to myself. And so I think for me, a good way to learn to rest would be like, go to a park, go like to Huntington Gardens, Descanso. You're close to Descanso, right?
I drive by there all the time.
Yeah.
I really go in, but just that neighborhood is beautiful.
Yeah, just like, or go on a drive and listen to music, but I think I need to find a way that my like downtime is unassociated with being able to be in touch with anybody. And it's truly like my own. I'm making an effort to do it.
Right. I guess the only time I am, not the only time, but one of the times that I appreciate that I am like that is I've been dating someone now for a while. And when we spend time together, it's like, oh yeah, neither of us are working. We're like really hanging out and relaxing. But we're like trying to go out to dinner and do fun stuff, and it still feels like planning a little bit, right. You know? But it is nice to just like be at home watching TV with another person you care about and just like really chilling and feeling replenished that way. You know, mm-hmm. That's been really nice.
That's nice.
Yeah.
To be like comfortable with the quiet or the mm-hmm. like, you know, non-eventness of it.
If I'm at home alone, I feel like I should be like doing something or reaching out to someone or working or exercising, or it's just nice to like be like, ah, we made it to the end of the day. We're like, that stuff is done, and now we just get to enjoy dinner together. You know, mm-hmm. That's such an underrated, relaxing, nourishing thing, I think. Maybe it's not underrated. Maybe everybody knows about it. but it's something to slow down and feel kind of grateful for, I guess, for me. Because I haven't for so long had that thing, and now it's like, oh, yeah, the comfort of someone you care about is very nice.
It is. Maybe not underrated, but at least not always easy to achieve. Mm-hmm. And so when you do, it's like you really get to appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like just rote or obvious or part of it, but you're like, oh, yeah, I remember months ago when I didn't have this and it was worse.
Yeah.
You know, just feeling lonelier or, you know, whatever it was. But, and we went to Disneyland. Did we talk about that?
We talked some with Victoria and Talia on the Happy Hour episode. We got into Disneyland love.
Disney was a blast. And then I'm working on producing a little short film that I'm shooting next week. So I'm trying to get that all lined up.
Baby.
I'm really excited about that. It's with our buddy Dave Tooney, friend of the pod.
Who's directing it and who wrote it?
Mike Leffingwell wrote and is directing. I'm helping produce, and we just got a DP for it, and I think it's going to be really fun. We're shooting at Dave's apartment, and it's a simple little thing. I'm excited for making it and for people to see it, yeah.
Leffingwell's great. Why hasn't he done this? We got to hit him up.
I know. He's so funny and so cool, so nice.
One of the funniest people around.
Maybe. And, like, surprisingly so funny, like, which is just such a treat, you know? He's not, like, being huge and performing for laughs all the time, but when he does speak, it's, like, always good.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that kind of, like, craftsmanship, if you will.
Yeah, he is a craftsman.
Mm-hmm. He's really smart.
I'm excited to keep an eye out for that thing.
Yeah, me too. So just, you know, staying busy trying to, like, manage it all, you know? Mm-hmm. I am not always good at that. I'm kind of like compartmentalized to an extreme. So it's like wherever I am, I'm like really there, but then everything else I forget about, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to like keep more balls in the air, and it has been a tough adjustment for me to like not just be able to show up, be present, leave, try to keep things on my mind a little more.
And yeah, not feel like you're always catching up to something else.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And usually I'm not in charge. I just show up to someone else's thing.
Right.
But these are things that like I'm trying to make sure that other people show up to and do right. And it's like, oh, yeah, that's like extra energy.
Yeah. You know? Some people are really good at that. I am not. But
well, improv has just trained me like you never have to train. You just show up, turn it on, and then go. And it's like, right, that's the lucky thing that the improviser has. But all the other people had to like do the work.
Yeah.
You know, and so I'm like, oh, okay, how do I find that balance a little bit?
Have you found any good strategies for that?
No.
No.
I have several different notebooks that I go between using to organize, and it makes me more disorganized mm-hmm. because I'm like trying to use the notebook correctly and whatever, and then I forget about it, and then I'm like, where was all those notes? Oh, right.
Yeah.
So I have like notes in my phone, and then I have a new little notebook, and I'm like, I'm just doing too much trying to perform productivity. I just need to like slow down and do what needs to be done this hour. And then the next hour, do what needs to be done then, you know?
Yeah. But I think a big one for me that when I'm doing it right is great is like beginning and end of the day, check what you need to do and what you have done. Like, mm-hmm. And just have a space where that is. So you're planning the next day, you're reviewing the day you had. That's for me like a thing I don't do at all. Mm. But when I am doing it, it allows me to like not feel like I'm constantly chasing around 8 different plastic bags in the wind.
Absolutely. Which is how my brain kind of works naturally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I like that Notion app. It's a little like, it's almost like a Android phone in that it's like super customizable, which is great when you're customizing, but like makes it hard to start with.
Because it doesn't like integrate with the other stuff as much, right?
Yeah, and there is some good integration, but it's just a lot of like you have to figure out what you want it to look like. There's no like, you know, an iPhone, you buy it, it's set up for you. Right. This thing, you have to be like, what do I want my page to look? But it's like really good for organizing, and you can integrate like Google Drive and all that stuff and share it and create calendars. And like, it's very like clean and easy to use. When I was really on top of that, our friend Zach Oyama told me about it. But when I was on top of that, I found it very helpful.
That's cool. That's cool. Yeah, I also just need to simplify my systems in general. I'm like, cool, maybe I'll use Notion. Oh, maybe I'll use this calendar. Like, I just have to pick one and go with it for like 4 months and see how it goes, you know?
Yeah. Who, remember that podcast, Don't Get Me Started, Will Hines and Anthony King? I think Jen Kruger had an episode where she talked about like notebooks and organizing. And she has like a whole, like some people just have a whole, there's a world of notebooks that I don't know about that's like, ooh, I would love to do this.
Right, right. I feel like a lot of that sometimes is like even just managing your own anxiety is like writing down like, look, I know what I'm doing. I've written in my notebook so copiously that I know every step. Like, because that's half of it for me is I have so much on my plate and I feel like I have to keep it all in my head. And it's just helpful to be like, no, the book has it.
Yeah.
The book has it done. You don't have to be like this super person who's remembering everything at all times. It's not healthy or helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. And then it also is nice to, it makes me feel when I'm in the future, like my, the things I did before were a little more permanent. You can check the notebook and be like, oh, here's the things I did that week. Instead of like, all right, another week that's off in space and I have no idea what happened.
Especially with improv. I never like watch or listen to like sometimes I'll re-listen or whatever, but it's like, cool, did it, done, moving on to the next one.
Yeah.
And it's like, it kind of can just feel like whoosh, like just a wash of a week or whatever. But
weirdly, I started keeping a little better notes when that monster Brett Kavanaugh had his confirmation or whatever, and he had his calendar from like the 1980s, and in it, it was
worked
like,
out with Skizzle today.
And like, surprise, surprise, he didn't keep in his calendar that he assaulted somebody, so that was somehow proof. But the thing it made me think of was like, oh, it would be nice to be like, oh, yeah, this is the week that I watch basketball with Ryan, Carl, Casey, and Dave, and like all that stuff.
Because those things count too, even though they're not work. They're like, I did want that for my life, and I remember, and I'm happy I did it.
Yeah, exactly.
I've heard like that too, that like some people say you should have like a thing for planning and a thing that of what you did. Like what you did is just as important as what you plan to do. Because you can have all the plans in the world, but if you don't write down like what actually happened to you that day, you'll like miss a bunch of stuff or patterns that you do, or or potentially like, oh, I don't write in every day that I sit down for 30 minutes after lunch every day and I wonder where that time went, or, you know, whatever it is, you know, which I thought was an interesting idea of like, yeah, sometimes I'm so in the moment that I don't even realize what I did all day or wonder where that day went. And it's like, it would be nice to look back, like you're saying, and just go, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't a waste of a day. I did do these. I did run this errand. I did, you know, whatever. And I feel like seeing those little moments of success for yourself begets more of them, you know?
For sure.
When I work out one day and I'm like, man, I worked out and I can do it. It feels so much more possible the next day. When I haven't worked out in 2 weeks, the first day feels impossible because I don't work out.
Right.
That's what I've proven to myself. Right. You know what I mean? I have such a static view of myself sometimes.
Yeah, like whatever was true yesterday is true forever.
And it can be for positive stuff. If I am on a thing for working out, it's like, man, I am a workout guy. I've done it for 13 days. Who even remembers that old guy? And it's like, well, wait a week, buddy. I bet you'll meet him again. You know, like if you don't have the presence of mind, you're just going to keep, or for me, you just I just keep swinging back and forth of like whatever I'm following, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I think kind it's just control. Like you want to be hold the this is very therapy talk, but like hold the space for the gratitude that you are there, but not let that mean like that you are defined by that forever. And like that's hard for like it that even makes me think of like getting a cool job and it's like, "Oh great, I'm going to be doing cool work forever." And then you end up being really disappointed if that doesn't be isn't true right away, and just to be able to be like, this thing is cool right now, and I'm excited about it.
Or even if it runs its course, and you're like, what a great 10 weeks. It's like, well, that it ended, and now, yeah, totally.
I wonder if our hog squad, as we've always called them, if our listeners have any good strategies for planner stuff or organization stuff. I bet.
Surely someone is a guru at it, for sure. Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Hit us up with your, or create a TikTok account with like 20 videos on how to do it and just send them to us.
Right. Hit the Discord, hit the comment section. You know what I mean? We're crowdsourcing info right now.
And to the Discord, I feel like an absentee father on the Discord. Look, I'm proud of you. You know, I'm not around much, but I'm proud of whatever's going on in there. I hope everyone's well, and say hi to your mother for me.
okay. Oh, we know which father you are. You're Mark Wahlberg. Say hi to your mother for me, okay?
Say hi to your mother for me. Good?
Good. Did you watch SNL last night?
I didn't. I was thinking of doing that today.
It was a good one, man. It was like the season finale, I believe. And man, it was really good. It was with the woman from Queen's Gambit, that chess show on Netflix. Joy. And she's great. She was really good in the show. Cool. And I like that show too, the Queen's Gambit.
I haven't watched it yet.
It didn't seem like something I would be into. And then I totally was.
Yeah.
I do love chess. I think when I was a kid, love chess. I haven't played it in years, but... As a kid, it was like one of the things that I feel like I grasped kind of quickly and got good at because I have like a good logical brain, you know what I mean? And so I understood the like rules and how pieces, like I'm obsessed almost to an obsessive compulsive degree sort of with like little brain teasers and that type of thinking, I guess. Mm. But I was thinking about like playing online chess again and be like, ooh, if I do that, I'll end up playing like 2 hours a day for the next 2 weeks, you know?
Right. But you had that was maybe you still do because Catan was a big one, right, for a while.
It still is, my man. It's it is one of the things that I notice that I do when I'm like feeling anxious and don't want to deal with whatever I'm supposed to deal with. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, maybe I'll just play Catan for 2 hours, and it's like against random people on the internet, and it's like, why does my brain need this? Why does my brain need to just like do an exercise on accumulating and using resources? Mm-hmm. What is this? Why do I even like it?
I mean, yeah, it's like there is like it's better than dangerous drugs. There is like a feeling with me sometimes if I log on to like Fortnite or if I'm doing a crossword where it's almost like in the movie where you log on and your like eyes, your pupils dilate. And
100%.
It's like you feel that like rush of like serotonin of like, I understand this. This is safe. I know how to do it. I'm in control of it. Like,
it's like a safe addiction. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Dan, I just got to give you a little warning here. My computer is declining in power, and I left my power strip at your house.
I forgot to give it to you yesterday.
I forgot to get it. So I'm using a little janky thing that does plug into my computer from a different USB, but it doesn't really. It just prevents it from dying slower.
Right. It's not pumping you up.
That's right.
It's just holding on.
It even says
for
not charging, but if I leave it in overnight, it will charge. So it's like weak, you know, weak, whatever.
Well, that makes me think that, let's see, we're coming towards the end of the episode, but I don't want to lose the video.
Right.
Or even your audio, I guess. So,
that's right.
How close are you to dying? And we'll leave this in.
I'm 8%. This could be tough.
This could be the out then. We might want to just call it. Right?
That's right. We'll go a few minutes longer at the episode at the end of the week. But I think it's probably time to say Alvita Zhang to you and as well to those at home.
And you and you and you. Mm-hmm. Is that a song? I feel like it's...
Ooh, I don't know. Maybe.
Farewell. Alvita Zhang, goodbye.
That does sound very familiar, but I'm not the guy to know it. Yeah, maybe.
Well, Ryan, yet again, I entered this tired, and I'm leaving it refreshed and happy.
You know, I feel the same way. We got to flip that. We got to learn how to come in excited. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
maybe it's just that it's morning.
It might just be that it's morning.
But I love you, and I'm so glad you're home, and it's just fun to have you feel closer, you know?
Likewise. This is great. Nice. We write, you know, we could... If you're toilet overflows, I'll be right over with the plunger.
No worries. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. My plunger's been on the fritz. So. Well, everybody at home, thank you so much for listening and supporting. I feel like we do it occasionally, but I cannot say thank you enough to all of our patrons who really make it possible for us to have a pretty cool life from doing our podcast. So we really appreciate all the listenership and financial support and just everybody who's part of the Man Dog Gang. We love
you. We love you, Man Dog Gang. I couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for the support, everybody. And thanks for making us feel heard and loved.
That's right. And we love you guys, too. I don't always hear everything, but...
We love you, too. Yeah. Well, yeah, we're not going to hear everything.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.